This is Stock Day. News and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on the OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest. He is the CEO of Everalert Inc., Mark Blankenship, under the ticker symbol EVLI. Mark, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
You know, I wanted to talk to you about Everalert. Give us a little bit about the company statement and tell us a little bit about yourself and your background along with the company.
Okay, well, Everalert is a publicly traded company that's been around for several decades. It is a delisted NASDAQ company that we, in 2011, under my predecessors, was revitalized and re-energized, and it kind of got back off the ground from where it was. And it moved into different areas. One area that it did was a postal cartridge business, and it brought in some new investors, some new blood, and moved forward. I came into Everalert in the middle of 2014 as a mergers and acquisition vice president and brought a series of deals into Everalert. One of them was the life rights to Suge Knight projects, some of them involving the story of Pac and what happened the night that Pac was shot many, many years ago, and other things involving his autobiographical rights and that kind of thing. I then brought in several real estate deals that were very powerful. One of them is a land project in the Redlands area, which has a entitlement profit of about $32 million at the point we get entitlements. My background was initially as a securities and tax lawyer and land use lawyer, eventually becoming a developer and venture capital person, then eventually becoming a civil rights attorney and trial lawyer, which led into a series of experiences that enabled me to acquire assets and opportunities on behalf of projects that I was involved with. I also spent some time producing actively ballet and live performing arts and used that process to revitalize historic buildings all over Southern California to the benefit of probably hundreds of thousands of participants and spectators. So at the point that we came into Everalert and I got involved, those two or three assets propelled it into a different direction. And in the late winter of 2014, I got more actively involved on the board, became a board member, and we decided at my leadership initiative to remove all of the toxic debt in Everalert and convert it to equity, seek a reverse split from FINRA, and put the company into a very much debt-free position with a series of very significant world-class assets and a situation where I believe we've only issued about 20%, maybe 25% of our outstanding authorized stock. So we're basically sitting like a rocket in a silo with no debt, no issues, no regulatory problems, nothing other than positive, and a series of world-class assets that are worth probably tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars at their point of impact as the years progress.
Absolutely.
So that's where we are.
You know, that's what I tell. I teach a class for beginner penny stock, and I said the one thing that you guys need to stay away from is companies that have toxic debt. And there's a difference between good debt and bad debt. And toxic debt is a death killer to every OTC company out there. So I'm a big fan of your company. I think you're doing a great job. Tell us a little bit of what you guys have been getting into, your key growth areas. And correct me if I'm wrong, one of those is real estate. And you guys are starting to get into the sober living part of that. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, we have Everalert over the last month or so has entered into a partnership with a major provider of sober living facilities all throughout the United States. And we're in the process of establishing some sober living facilities where we own a significant percentage of the project, about 30%. in and around Southern California, and that's a very significant project that we're working on. And then we also are continuing to help develop and process the assisted living project in the Redlands area, and that's a very exciting project as well, again with significant profits. And we're also constantly seeking and acquiring real estate deals where we take an equity position. One advantage we have is that with my background as a developer and a land use attorney in the past, we're able to contribute something a little more unique to these project processes and development and financing aspects. And so I come in and allow Everlert to take a bigger percentage through my participation as CEO in guiding the projects and helping the projects get developed. So we're actually, with very little capital and with very little dilution of our stock, we're able to come into these projects and take equity shares that are very valuable. And we're about to take down a project that's a trophy project that many of the viewers or listeners would know about if they heard its name. And that project has probably a profit of about $30 million if it's done correctly. And we own basically almost all of that profit if we maintain control of the project.
And what time frame? So the real estate. What time frame are we looking at that?
Well, everything from my perspective, you know, everything has a genesis and then an evolution and perpetuation. So I hate to limit projections with time, but so I want to say forthwith. And what I mean by that is that, you know, at any given time, we try to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to land speculation. So, you know, it could happen any time if we exit early, if it goes long. But I think over the next year or two, I do have a long-term perspective on development and growth and creating value. And part of it is because of my background, having been a self-employed person for almost 28 years and always, you know, trying to provide value for the projects and things I get involved in. So I think with Everlert, I would say over the next year or two, there should be some manifested gains, but certainly a significant amount of PR would be presented on these projects. And almost anyone that lives in Southern California would know some of the names.
Outstanding.
Projects.
Let's talk about some of the other growth strategy you have going on. Out in November of 2015, you had a press release about Billy Ray Cyrus. Can you bring us up to date? What's going on with your division of Everlert Entertainment?
Yes, Everlert Entertainment is a very powerful division that has basically two or three major projects in which it's an equity partner. One of them involves Blue Cadillac Music, which is Billy Ray Cyrus's music label. And through that project, we own significant equity in that project. And Billy Ray is about to release and premiere it, a reality series, which is kind of fictional as well, called Still the King on CMT. And it's the biggest spend, I believe, in the history of CMT, hitting 30 million viewers a week on VH1, TV Land. And as part of that deal, we have the publishing and distribution rights to all the music. And so we are about to drop an album with 16 masters. And on that album, we have some of the great legends of music. One of them is Bryan Adams. The other is Steve Perry. I almost can't list all the names off the top of my head. And that's something that's going on very actively. And Everlert is a significant partner in that, and actively promoting and funding and financing that with non-toxic mechanisms. We also have taken on a partnership with a sports and entertainment agency based out of Houston. And our partner is someone named Maurice Evans, who is the vice president of the NBA Players Association.
Absolutely.
A former professional basketball player. Everlert owns a significant equity position and is coming in as a partner in that project, and we're seeking to amplify our support of professional athletes literally all over the globe, some of them being basketball, some of them being, you know, football, of course, because there's a lot of football contracts being issued. And that's a very real deal that hasn't been press released at all. We're about to enter into another deal involving a basketball that's going to be produced in China, signed by some major NBA legends. And so we have a lot of that kind of thing going on in the sports and entertainment. We have a management division, EverAlert Management. I haven't publicized that yet. We signed a very prominent and influential Russian tableist, and we're about to walk into the EDM market with her. And as everyone knows, EDM is the burgeoning market in the entertainment industry, and we have maybe the only Russian DJ out there, and she's beautiful, and we're in the process of developing a show with her. I met on Saturday night with the president of EDM TV Network. We're going to look at doing a deal with them. So many, many things are happening.
Absolutely. And you guys got a lot going on.
And I'm sorry. Yep. What we tried to do with EverAlert, me particularly, is affiliate with blue chip type projects and make sure that everything that we do is real. And that's our goal, is to create a paradigm for EverAlert that has real projects with real tangible ideas, real tangible assets.
Absolutely.
For example, everything that we press release, you can actually Google it and realize that it's true. And that's the beauty of the whole thing.
My guest today has been Mark Blankenship. He is the CEO of EverAlert Inc., traded on the OTC under the ticker symbol EVLI. Mark, in closing, is there anything you briefly want to go over that we haven't went over that you'd like to get out to the listeners in closing here?
Yes. I believe that EverAlert is like a rocket that's sitting on the launch pad about to take off, and that anyone that participates and gets involved in EverAlert will seek a very rewarding experience that's much broader and more interesting than they even thought. One of the things that we provide, in addition to, of course, you know, shareholder value, is access. So if you want, so investing with EverAlert is, or participating with EverAlert is more than just, you know, buying a stock. You could have complete access to all of the projects that we're involved in, and that could be a whole lifestyle and a quality of life enhancement all of its own. So I hope that anyone listening takes some time and investigates EverAlert and, you know, gives us a call and seeks to get involved in some way.
Absolutely. Our guest today has been Mark Blankenship. He is the CEO of EverAlert Inc. Under the ticker symbol EVLI. Their website, if you want to go to it, is everlert.net. That's EVERLERT.net. Mark, thank you so much for coming on the Stock of the Day show. And we will check back with you in a couple months to see how you guys are doing.
Thank you so much, Everett. I appreciate all the effort you're making to amplify the impact of these microcap public companies. And thank you for letting us share in that vision.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.